When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Friday, heading into the weekend, and of course it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so what more could you ask for, except this here radio program called The Laurie and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1.
That's right, Donnie.
Happy day, happy Friday, everybody.
Ooh.
Oh, longest week and saddest 24 hours when we found out what happened in New Zealand.
Oh my gosh, just heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking what happened in the mosque.
Lone terrorist.
Yeah.
Killed 49 people, if that's the accurate number. Two different mosques in New Zealand,
which they never.
I mean,
and
I thought
they don't even have guns in Australia. They don't allow them.
Well, yeah, they had a mass shooting in Australia, like in 1980, and they banned.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Those guns. Yeah. I don't know. You know what the story is with this terrorist, the guy who did it, but it's just absolutely sickening.
It is.
Sickening.
So our hearts are with everybody over that one.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, well, you know, what can any of the news people, it's just like so unbelievable that people would be again at a place of worship.
Yeah. And
you know?
That's where the text seem to be. It's just bad. So.
No. Oh, good. I mean, really, it just shows you that, I mean, I guess nowhere you can't be safe if there's somebody who means to commit a terroristic attack with intent. And now they'll probably find out, oh, maybe he left like social media clues or something like that, or who knows. But I don't even want to know the guy's name.
Either. I don't either.
Jeez. I'm glad the kids are out protesting climate change all around the world. That made me kind of happy, even though that story got moved down, you know, because all the networks were going to devote how... You know, it all started with this, like, a girl, and I don't know if she's in the UK or where she's getting all the kids to, you know, school kids to get out and protest inaction on the part of adults of climate change, since they're the ones who are going to have to
live with it.
Mm-hmm. So that story just sort of got pushed, but it is, you know, there is this climate strike. So if you do see some kids on a corner with, you know, signs, and it's kind
give
of just
a honk.
Yeah, I know.
Give them a honk and a fist pump.
And speaking of kids, our kids for bids, our bids for kids thing is already next Thursday, you guys.
Well, that's right.
Where we do a 1-day auction on all the different shows for special priceless experiences that people can have during the day, for and all the money going to the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest, so it all stays right here in the area. And they do such great work.
How many years is this for us?
I feel like it's over 10.
I think it's over 10.
Sure
it is.
But we have some amazing experiences, and we just want to give you everything. Will be up on the website Monday for people to plan ahead, because things go pretty quickly.
Yeah,
but we have
Beauty and Botox.
Botox with Dr. Crutchfield, where you get units of Botox and a lovely evening with all of us. And that's always been fun.
Yes.
And then we have Cher suite tickets, where Lori and I are hosting the suite for the Cher concert at Excel on May 19th. I believe it's Saturday night.
May 18th.
18th. Yeah. Sorry, it's a day off.
Yeah.
And then
that concert is sold out. I mean, I tried to buy tickets for us from Excel.
Yeah.
And they said, this show is so sold out, we can't Usually they can, you know, will help us if we're buying tickets, mm-hmm. you know, we're able to, don't have to worry about, like, you know, doing the Ticketmaster line and stuff. Cause it's her, you know, farewell tour.
That's right. Yeah. And she hasn't done one of these in a long time.
I mean, we looked online and there's all kinds of tickets out there for scalping, but we're going to, have tickets. And what do we have? Like 14 tickets or 12 tickets?
No,
something like
maybe
that?
Like 10 to 12 or something.
Yeah, whatever fits in a suite. And there'll be a set price on those.
Yeah, all right. Yep. So that'll sell. And then our final offer from the 5 to 6 o'clock hour will be, we did this last year. I forget what concert, but it's a Las Vegas getaway airfare hotel and tickets to see Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. So fun.
Very nice.
It'll be fun. So,
and
those
that's where the Escape With Us Vacations, they're donating that. And last year, somebody went to Vegas, and I can't remember if it was Celine or, but they try. They always try and get a good hot ticket.
Oh, sure. No, I know. All right. So my neighbor just got back from Vegas, mm-hmm. and here's a hot ticket for people who are going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, in Planet Hollywood, they have that Miracle Mile, those shopping.
Yes, we love
that
mall. Shopping.
We love that mall. It's right on the strip, right connected to Planet Hollywood.
It's the old Aladdin. If you keep going along, you'll see the old Aladdin sky and how that
you
was
do.
Painted
yeah.
when it was the Aladdin casino and hotel, which is where Elvis and Priscilla got married, by the way.
At the old Aladdin.
Yeah.
Good to know. Well, this is why I'm telling you this story. So they have this V Theater tickets.
Yes, I've gone to every show there.
Okay, have you seen? So she just saw All Shook Up. Second row, $45.
It's an Elvis show. It's amazing. I took my mom the last time she and I were there. They have Zombie Burlesque at that V Theater.
They have the Vegas show.
The Vegas show.
The history of the strip to music and song and dance.
I've gone to every one. I need them to make a change, although my mom would go to the Elvis. One every time, but that guy is a really good Elvis impersonator.
She said he was amazing.
Yeah. And their tickets are always like $30 to $45 at the
second row.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's kind of a fun.
Reasonable.
And I went with Casey to Zombie Burlesque, which was absolutely hysterical. Combining.
Just the name.
They did they did songs and they were dressed up as zombies and some of them did burlesque and it was all very titillating and just
like
it was
frolicking fun.
It was fun.
Like Walking Dead zombies?
Some of them are burlesque and they're doing different things. And it was just, I can't remember. It was like a 75-minute show. It was perfecto.
All right.
You know, over by 10 o'clock so you can go out and ramble around, you know, Las Vegas.
All right. So I watched 2/3 of the Ben Affleck movie.
I watched the whole thing.
Triple Frontier?
Yes.
And?
Julia, go first.
Well, the fact that you only watched 2/3 is telling me a lot.
No, it's 2 hours and what, Donnie? Like,
Julia, you complain about every movie.
I'm not complaining.
That's not
I'm
90
just
going to
give you. No, I'm not complaining at all. I'm just telling you.
Really? That, didn't sound like that.
No, I didn't complain at all. I'm just saying it's over my happy spot. But then I just got started to get anxiety, Donnie.
I can understand why you would get anxiety.
Was it any good or not?
I gave it a B.
Yeah, okay. I think it. And Charlie Hunnam's beautiful. Yeah, it's.
Do you give it a B or do you have to wait to see the ending?
I got
to
see the ending.
Okay.
It's anxiety ridden for me, but.
Because it's tense.
It's action packed. It's tense. It's. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to say too much.
I don't want to say anything.
Are you disappointed you didn't see it in the theater or who cares?
No, who cares?
Yeah,
but
okay.
I will watch the end. I ran out of time, kind of.
Got it.
So, but
there's a twist at the end, Julia. Don't miss it.
Yet another one? Oh, God.
Yeah, oh boy.
It's very subtle.
Sounds better than a B.
No, it's a B.
Okay. I gave it a B.
It's a B. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what Netflix is going to be, where the B movies go. The B and C movies.
Yes, you know, but it's not where Lori Loughlin's going to go.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
What did you think of that? So Fuller House, you know, they're doing their, we'll come back to it.
You know what? Too bad, so sad. I'm going to be eighth grade about what Lori Loughlin and her kids are losing, whatever. Too bad, so sad. They should have thought of that before they did their bribing and scheming. I mean, I'm not, it's like the thief who's terribly sorry he got caught.
I'm so sorry I
came in and did this horrible thing, but now feel sorry for me because I was just doing it out of the goodness of my heart because I wanted my... No. Yeah, so I don't really feel bad for her.
I don't either.
She'll figure it out.
She'll figure it out.
She'll figure it out, but yeah, no, I do not have any sympathy for the things that
I'm not saying, but that was Channel, just a new development. They didn't send her clean.
Yeah, they didn't send her a card. They sent her pink slip.
All right, listen.
We come back. It's our story. We can't get enough. Yeah, just a little flashback to the 90s, because the I Love the 90s tour is going to be at the Treasure Island tomorrow night in CC Music Factory. That was such a hot song.
I love that song.
Yes, yes. You would just crank it up. That was a good song for getting ready to go out.
Because
you could bump
list.
And grind with your girlfriend.
Right,
while
who sings that again?
CNC Music Factory.
Yep. Correct.
I have the CD.
Too. Yeah. I have the mix. I swear I bought it like at Pottery Barn or something when they started making the mix.
Or any of the I Love the 90s remixes. It's Vanilla Ice and Coolio are also fun with that tour. Okay, so last night, Project Runway came back to Bravo.
Yes, it did.
And Lifetime severed their relationship with Harvey Weinstein and his company because they produced it when Project Runway moved from Bravo to Lifetime for what, like 5 years? Came back to no longer involved with Harvey. Tim Gunn's gone. Heidi Klum is gone. Christian Siriano is in the Tim Gunn role. And Carly Kloss is basically Heidi Klum. And Neil Justin talked to the gang when he was out at the Television Critics Association thing. You know, he spends like a couple of weeks out there in February. And it was, I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to DVR it. I haven't watched that show in so long. I totally got sucked right. I loved it.
It's just funny because it was a weird night for TV, like nothing
and
was
I
on.
Think because Neil had the story in the paper yesterday. And
I'm excited to see Christian Siriano again. I mean, we loved him back in the day on Project Runway. It's fresh.
It is fresh.
I watched a little bit of it, but then I caught him on Watch What Happens Live, those two, and they were so cute, I thought.
Yeah, and the other people, so Carly Kloss, Neil Justin writes, stepping in as host is supermodel Carly Kloss, who starts off rather wooden in the first episode before getting into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Christian Siriano is very comfortable, as he should be, because if anyone, he won the fourth season. He was in it. He was 21.
That's fierce.
And he's been the most successful name to come out of Project Runway as a designer.
Totally.
He's the Kelly Clarkson of Project Runway, you know. And he was, I think it was last 2018, he was on Time's 100 Most Influential because of who he's dressed.
I was shocked when we saw that. I don't know if we have audio on it, but I was shocked when we saw Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. That dress, the blue dress. Everyone, Beyonce,
Cardi B,
Lady Gaga,
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah,
it blew me away how many people he's dressed.
Yeah, completely.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah, he told Neil Justin, he said, well, Tim was never a designer. He never worked in the business. He was a teacher. Mm-hmm. So when people have like a red carpet challenge or other things where they're really needing another input, I have it because I've done that.
Right.
And that's what I do. So, and then also they're embracing social media. And then it was a very poignant moment in the show last night when the one contestant, the gay guy from India, found out that his model was the first transgender model on Project Runway.
Oh,
and
cool.
He was so verklempt. Mm-hmm. It was just really, I thought it was really good. So Carly and Christian, of course, they're back in the Bravo clubhouse because the show is back on Bravo. And Andy, I think, was really excited because I think this was one of the shows he greenlit as well as the Housewives. So anyway, so they do a little addition on what we're going to see this season on Project Runway.
Can you tell us anything about Cardi B's upcoming appearance this season of Project Runway?
Listen,
that's my favorite.
No, they're really good. They did it a lot.
We had so much fun.
No, Cardi's amazing because she showed up to set, and honestly, it's Cardi. She says exactly what she's thinking. Like, she's like, I'm not into it. And almost was like but then when she was, you could really feel it. And I think that was really good for the designers because they felt like, oh, wow, she actually would wear this. And that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. She was also super professional. I was thinking of her she is an icon and she's amazing, but she came in and she was like all business.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Yeah. It's all business.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're doing a challenge for Cardi B or what her special appearance is, because they do have, you know, they already have another judge. Her name is Elaine Welteroth. You know, she's had the curly hair.
Yeah.
Or you didn't watch it.
I didn't.
Anyway, I think she used to be a model. So she's from the industry. And then Nina Garcia is back, of course.
Oh, she is.
She is still there. And I do like her.
I do, too.
I do like her. Let's play the next one where this is an after show where Carly Claus.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Us is asked about Taylor Swift. And if you remember, in Taylor Swift's 30 life lessons I learned, she talked about friendships versus situationships and having to break up. Here's Carly Claus asking or being asked about that.
Carly, Scott from Texas wants to know your reaction to Taylor Swift's recent Elle essay where she reflected on the infamous squad and realizing that that was becoming the embodiment of her insecurities.
Taylor's incredible.
Yeah.
And I feel really lucky to call her a friend. And she's one of the hardest working women. And I loved her essay.
And she's also one of the best songwriters. Like, she can poop out a hit in
she can
30 seconds. Honestly,
she
really
so
can.
Talented.
Like, that's crazy.
They had a dramatic falling out is what I read in between all of that. Because if you watch that, she had such a poker face. Like,
so they're no longer friends.
I don't think so.
No, I really
don't think so.
No.
Because if you remember when all of Carly's friends like were congratulating her last summer on her engagement, Taylor Swift was as silent as a cemetery.
Who did Carly Claus marry again?
Kushner.
That's Jerry, right.
Kushner's brother.
That's
whatever
right.
His brother, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's
that's
play
right.
The, yeah.
Okay. I didn't put that together last night.
But she
I'm like,
still called her friend in that clip.
I know, but she also was.
I get it.
She was. She knew we'd be watching her face very carefully.
She was having a poker face.
She practiced that model answer in the mirror. Okay, go ahead.
As a bona fide supermodel, Carly must be a treasure trove of industry secrets. Like, what, if anything, makes Anna Wintour get the giggles? So here's what, Carly, I have a speed round of questions for you about your model citizen life.
Okay.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on the runway?
Oh,
or anywhere?
Many things.
Yes.
I've literally fallen off the runway.
Yes.
That happened.
I like Carrie Bradshaw. I like that.
Yes.
Have you ever refused to wear something on the runway because it was too revealing?
Yes.
Really?
I started my career when I was 15 years old. And there were many sheer things, and I was like, I'm 15 years old, I'm not wearing that.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah. What designer throws the best parties?
Ooh, can I tell you, Brandon? No offense, Christian, but Brandon
right.
throws a good
okay.
party.
Right.
I know.
Step it up, Christian.
Too busy to come to my party.
Oh, full loading.
What's been your absolute runway favorite look of all time that you've worn?
How do you ask me that question?
Right. This Christian Siriano look right now.
This Christian
yes,
Siriano look
you.
Right
oh,
now.
Wow.
Thank you.
Stand up and
I'm
show.
Too tall for you.
He's so tall. She is so tall.
I couldn't be shorter. Pretty. It's fine. Good thing we're
what
sitting.
What show was your first big break?
Oh, Calvin Klein.
There,
in 2007.
Wow, very good. Thank you very much, Carl.
I know. She reminded Andy she was 11 when Project Runway first came on the air.
She reminds me of, an actress who's affected, who kind of talks like this. Who is that? The blonde actress who, she just seems much older than she is.
And she's got the older face.
She
look.
Does.
She's
yeah,
got,
yes,
you
she
know.
Is. She seems much older.
Very. And,
yeah.
And also, you know, she didn't appear to have like a thing like, you know, how Heidi, what was her little goodbye in Project?
Avita Shay.
Avita Zen. And she said, Carly doesn't have anything like that. She, in fact, seemed kind of like she was going to make
cry. They said she was very wooden. You know, I caught parts of it. I want to go back and catch the whole thing.
I liked it. I'm back. I'm back in, and I do. I think the number one reason I tuned in was because Christian Siriano.
Yeah,
I
saw it.
I think he's great.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was kind of just excited because it was on a channel that you browse through. You know what I spent my night doing though?
Can't imagine
catching up on Will and Grace.
Oh, that show's.
Oh,
they are hitting it out of the ballpark.
Are you guys caught up?
Yeah.
About
yes.
the wedding
Very
planning?
Good last night. Very
so
good.
Funny.
Oh, I watched four in a row.
Yeah.
I was just laughing out loud to my. That show is so funny.
That is the best remake
it
that's
is.
Come back
yes.
by far.
It's so
yeah.
good.
All right,
I was so happy. I mean, Jack is hysterical.
Very, very funny. When we come back, we're going to talk movies with Chris Hewitt from the Star Tribune.
She's up on all the trends.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
There are things you need to know.
Trending online this afternoon would be James Gunn and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Disney has decided to rehire James Gunn as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which also leads some people to speculate what's happening with Suicide Squad 2. James Gunn was reportedly hired to direct that movie, but it seems like he's going to be doing both jobs at the same time. And also trending online this afternoon would be The Sopranos prequel movie. It's going to be called Newark, released September 25th, 2020. And also trending online this afternoon would be Lily Singh, the comedian and YouTube star, is replacing Carson Daly in NBC's Late Late Night Show slot. That show will be called A Little Late with Lily Singh. It will debut in September. Well, that's what's trending here at My Talk, and we want to remind you of some of the things happening around the station, like you can join Team Colleen at the 2019 Fraser Walk for Autism, presented by Central Roofing Company. It's Saturday, April 13th at the Mall of America. Sign up by today to guarantee yourself a Fraser Walk for Autism tote bag. Learn more and get registered at mytalk1071.com. Keywords, Fraser Walk. Now time for the weather with Mr. Donnie.
Thank you. Scattered flurries tonight, 16 for the low. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, but then some clouds coming in later in the day. 34 your Saturday high. Sunday up to 36 with a slight chance of snow, and then just plain old cloudy sky. So not too bad all at all. 34 right now at My Talk.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Right, that's hooray for Hollywood. Our fanfare, Chris Hewitt, is here dishing with us about things.
We're already
what
sick
are you
of
sick about?
Andy Cohen's kid.
Andy, his kid. Yeah,
that's
I'm with
so
you.
Every single damn guest is bringing him some cute romper.
I know it. Come
Whatever.
On. I mean, the Real Housewives of... who just wrapped up New Jersey. They gave him a little car,
like
a little Bentley.
It was cute.
And he's like, oh, you gays. And I'm just like, oh.
Christian Siriano gave him Siriano onesies last night.
Those were cute.
They were kind of cute. I kind of wanted that t-shirt, to tell
you
the truth.
I know it. Okay, so.
Although I cannot pull off horse.
Chris, we're here to talk movies. And
yes.
We are very.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Stating the obvious. You can follow Chris at.
Well,
we're here to talk movies.
What's your handle again on Twitter?
Twitter is Hewitt Strib. HEWITTSTRIB.
Thank you, because you had to change it.
I did.
You did.
When
you went to the Star Tribune, you changed it a couple months later or something.
No, right away.
Right
like
away.
My first day.
Well, yes.
It was a brainstorm to see what my new one should be.
What's my new handle?
Because the old one referred to movies, and I write more about theater than movies now.
Yeah.
So it's Chris Hewitt.
It's no. Hewitt Strib.
Okay, Hewitt Strib.
Very easy. Okay, so Gloria yes. Bell, the Julianne Moore movie. Please tell us
what
everything.
It's about. What it's about.
It is my favorite Julianne Moore performance since Boogie Nights.
Whoa, that has seen a lot because she's been in a lot of good movies.
She sure has. In fact, it occurred to me that I might be saying that on here, so I went to her IMDb page just to make sure, mm-hmm. and it is. She's so good in this movie. It's, you know, a remake of a Chilean movie, which was just called Gloria.
Okay.
Not that long ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same director and writer who made the earlier movie, so obviously he knows the story. story. And I think what happened is Julianne Moore saw the earlier movie and said, I want to do a remake of this, but I'll only do it with the original director to whatever studio she went to. And it's about this woman. She is divorced. Brad Garrett plays her ex-husband. And she has two adult children, and she's kind of a party animal.
And is she like mid-50s? So playing that age she is. Okay.
Julianne Moore age, She, in fact, I think they say her age in the movie. I think it might be 53. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she goes to discos a lot. She's interested in meeting guys. It's not clear if it's necessarily to settle down, but maybe to settle down.
Yeah, or maybe just to have flirt. Have some fun.
Maybe to just have fun. She's a really good dancer, so she does a lot of dancing, always to songs of the 70s and 80s, songs that the three of us would know.
Right.
I Love the Nightlife, you know, that kind of thing. And she meets this guy who's played by John Turturro, who might be a suitable candidate, might not be a suitable candidate. Let's face it, she's Julianne Moore, so how many people are going to be worthy of her?
Yeah, exactly. She's pretty gorgeous, and he's kind of, he's unique looking.
Yes, he is. He wears a truss in this movie,
What's
too.
What's a truss? So,
isn't that what it's called? Like a male girdle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, now we've learned a new word.
A truss is always, I always thought that was on a building, but yes.
Well, I'm wearing one right now. So
a man girdle is a truss.
I think that's the right
it's
word.
It's just like a
Spanx for men. He's wearing some kind of a girdle, a slimmer.
Right. Last we saw him was in The Night Of, right?
Was it The Night Of?
The Night Of.
It was so good. He was that goofy detective with the bad feet. Yeah.
And this is probably not as rewarding a part for him because it's really about her. And it doesn't have a lot of plot. We mostly just kind of follow her through probably a couple of weeks. But she's such an amazing actor that you want to see everything she does. There's a scene at the end where she's had some heartbreak and there's a wedding and there's a dance party on the dance floor and they beckon her in because they're playing the song Gloria, her song. And she goes and you just see this range of emotions as Julianne Moore is dancing to this song, going from not really feeling it to, oh, maybe I am feeling it, to wait, the song is so great, I have to feel it. And by the end, she's like in this sort of orgiastic dance party.
Wonderful.
It's a really terrific movie.
Okay.
It sounds
Will it go into wide release after, you know, is that the Uptown? Will it get into a little bit more?
I think so.
Seems like this would be a word-of-mouth movie that a lot of, I mean, when do we get to see a movie about a single woman in her 50s, you know, going out and having fun? When's the last time we saw that movie?
Right. And her mom is played by Holland Taylor. How perfect is that casting?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, the rest of the Rita Wilson is in it.
She
plays her pal.
Okay.
Who else was in it? There are a couple of others.
It sounds good.
It does.
I really like it.
Okay.
Now,
good.
I don't want it to sound like a laugh out loud comedy. Right. It definitely has funny parts, but it also has some kind of sadder parts, I should warn people. But
so it's a drama.
It's really good. Yeah. Or dramedy.
Dramedy.
I would say that's an accurate description.
All right. How about Captain Marvel?
I like it a lot, too.
You did like it a lot. That opened last weekend, because people might want to go this weekend.
My son wants to go, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, with the crowds having died down a little
bit? Yeah, just maybe the crowds won't be quite as hectic.
I think that's probably the case. And again, the reason I like it is because the lead actor is so fantastic. Brie Larson, I'm like Mr. Superlative today, but I think it's probably the best performance anybody's given in a Marvel movie, because you feel the humanity of her character, not just the, I can smash people in the mouth with
Superpower strength.
She's sort of grappling with, part of the deal is she doesn't know a lot of her history. She's kind of, they don't call it amnesia, but basically that's what she has. So she's not sure if she's human. She's not sure if she's an alien. She's not sure whose side she's on. And you really get a sense from Brie Larson of this person trying to figure this all out while also saving the world.
Yeah.
And having some sisterhood with a woman who it turns out was a former colleague of hers on Earth, and being inspired by Annette Bening, who plays kind of a mentor to her character.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's got a sense of humor. It's not too long. It's not 2 hours and 45 minutes long like most of those Marvel movies are. Yeah, I like
it. It sounds good.
You put it on the same level as like Wonder Woman, like that good, like that, you know?
I think I liked it. Yeah, I would actually say very similar to Wonder Woman, except Wonder Woman to me was really great until like that last 20-minute sequence where it started to get too special effect-y and I didn't really care about
at the plane and everything.
It almost begins to feel like one animated monster fighting another animated monster, and this doesn't, I don't think, fall down that pothole.
All right.
Potholes are very much in my mind.
Is this transit movie?
It's from Germany. It's made by this guy named Christian Petzold, who's made a bunch of really good movies. And it starts out, you think we're at the end of World War II because there are people trying to get out of occupied France. But then it turns out it's actually in the present day. And it's sort of an interesting, what if the present is really not as different from those World War II years as we thought they were? It's a little bit of a romance. It's a little bit of a mystery. I really liked it a lot.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Subtitled, then?
Subtitled, yep.
Mm-hmm. Like at the Lagoon, or where would that be?
I can't remember if it's the Lagoon or the Edina.
Yeah. Good-looking people are in it.
Yes.
Yes, very good-looking. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's a kind of a puzzler.
Yeah.
In a way that, to me, at least pays off in the end. And also, it's a great introduction to this guy's work. He also favors strong female characters. He has a movie called Barbara and a movie called
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. That are both really, really good and have strong female protagonists.
Okay, so for people who have kids out there, is Lego Movie 2 good?
It's pretty good. I would say, I love the first one. Mm-hmm. So funny, so fresh, so innovative. This one, I think, is a little bit leaning too hard on the action-adventure part of it and not quite enough on the humor and the... Like, that Chris Pratt character was so sweet in the first one. Mm-hmm. And in this one, he's sort of a somewhat generic action guy. But the movie is still funny, and I would recommend it.
Yeah,
especially for kids who like that first one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know that there's, like, the built-in audience. Maybe that's why they cut the corner or, you know, kind of skim a little bit. They're like... We'll get the audience because so many people love the first one.
Yeah, they're already in. Well, and I think it probably follows the template more of that Lego Batman and Robin movie than it does the initial.
And you know, Laurie.
Yeah, oh, sure. I know.
Laurie's saying, okay, we've never seen any of them.
I'm doing this, though, for the moms out there who
do
have
kids.
No, it's
really good. No, people love that Lego movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was really, really good. And one thing that is really fun in this movie is they parody that Everything is Awesome song that was everywhere after the first Lego movie. They sort of acknowledge, everybody got irritated with that song. So now
we're into something else.
Yeah.
What is this movie? Isn't it romantic?
Well, that is the Rebel
Wilson, Chris Hemsworth, Liam Hemsworth.
I didn't know that opened here yet.
Mm-hmm. 2 weekends ago, I think. Mm. It has a really fun idea. She's this woman who is over romantic comedies and like can't stand the romantic comedy cliches and spots them from a mile away. And she gets essentially conked on the head and wakes up in a romantic comedy and hates all of the stuff that she finds herself sort of getting sucked into. So it kind of is making fun of romantic comedies, but in a really affectionate way that acknowledges, you know, even though we know the dippy stuff about them, we still like them, which is a great idea. But I have a feeling Rebel Wilson, I think of a little of her goes a long way.
Uh-huh.
I think she's a supporting character, not a main character.
Oh, and they had her be the main character in
I think that might be my thing. And having nothing to do with body type or anything else, but I just think she's a very strong, sort of intense persona. And
so what is this, a 2.5-star?
It's in that 2.5 range.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very clever idea with somebody else. I think it might have worked better. I don't know.
All right. We're talking with Chris Hewitt. We're talking about Everything movies. And when we come back, we've got Woody Harrelson weighing in on his new movie with Kevin Costner, The Highwaymen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then we also want to talk to you about a couple other Hollywood related things.
Oh, please.
And darling, I know it's getting late. So what do you say we leave this place wrong? Going on outside.
Hey everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. Chris Hewitt from the Star Tribune is joining us. And I know you said you didn't have a chance to see it, but Nancy Drew in The Hidden Staircase, I didn't even know that movie was coming out.
Where did I?
I didn't either until I was looking it up to tell you what's coming out this week. But that girl does not look like Nancy Drew to
me.
Let's
just see.
She's got red hair and she looks younger. Nancy Drew was blonde.
No, she was brunette.
I thought she was brunette.
She was brunette, Lauren.
I thought she was blonde. And maybe when I read her, I always thought I was Nancy Drew. So because I was blonde, I think I was just transposing.
We all imprint ourselves on Nancy Drew.
Oh, she was brunette.
Nancy.
This one kind of looks like Pippi Longstocking with her pigtails cut off.
She looks very young, but the 12 reviews that are in, they like it 75%. But the other one I guess I want to ask you about, because I saw him on The View, Cole Sprouse, who plays Jughead on Riverhead, and he was in The Suite Life of whatever it was, Julia, your boys maybe watched it or not.
Sweet Life of Zach. No, they were Zach and Cody or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's right.
The brothers.
He stars in this movie 5 feet away.
Mm. Apart. You know, yeah, five feet away. Do you know about this movie at all?
I've seen the trailer, but yeah, I did not see it.
Okay, so what it is about, because this is just funny that...
Based on a book?
It's based on a book, and it's about cystic fibrosis. And so if you have cystic fibrosis, and you're with another person who has cystic fibrosis, you have to, they have this thing, none of their events are really done indoors. All the tables, if you're sitting at tables, you have to be 6 feet apart from each other.
5 feet away.
But that's what they're doing in this movie. But it's truly six feet.
Okay.
It's 6 feet apart. And I never even heard of this before.
No.
But my neighbor's son has it. So she was telling me about it. And because the spit can travel up to 6 feet. And when you have cystic fibrosis, you know, you're always, it's the weakening of the, never mind, I'm not even going to tell you because I'll have to make up something. But it's pretty, the book is really good, I guess. And so the movie with Cole Sprouse, I think it'd be really good. You know, so it's kind of a love story.
Yeah.
About these two people who have CF, they call it. And, you know, the lifespan used to be nothing, you know, way back in the day that you couldn't live very long with cystic fibrosis. But now it's changed. And, but she said the book is amazing, so it kind of looked cool.
Yeah.
With your Cole Sprouse.
A little bit of a teen love story
situation. And I never heard of this. Mm-hmm. If two people have cystic fibrosis, they have to be 6 feet apart from each other.
If you don't know someone with cystic fibrosis, why, you know, or have read anything about it, you wouldn't probably ever know that.
Because, I never, right. Yeah, I mean, had heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Well, so those are two, the Nancy Drew and 5 Feet Away, that could be, you know, preteen or teen movies.
And the Wonder Park is like a cartoon movie. Right. For kids.
Yeah, I wonder if these are timed to spring breaks.
Probably.
Yes.
Young people's.
Yeah. Probably, absolutely. Okay, so are you relieved that Steven Spielberg and Netflix have settled their beef?
I didn't even know they had.
Have they settled the beef? I know they met yesterday, but Lori, do we have a story that they've actually settled their beef?
They have reached a truce. He was spotted having dinner with Netflix head Ted Sarandos, or whatever his name is, at what's that private club we went to, the Sunset Tower?
Oh, yeah.
And
it's called...
No, it was at the Uber-exclusive San Vicente Bungalows.
Oh.
And it is being seen around town as a truce between two of the most powerful men in Hollywood.
Well, what did they agree to?
Well, we don't know anything about anything, but maybe he's getting Ted to agree to have the movies play in a theater for a month before they go to No Fly. Because that was what he wanted, remember that?
Wait a minute, we don't know anything about anything, Chris. So you aren't supposed to ask us these questions. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to know the answers.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think we are going to move toward that because for Cronella, there's a Martin Scorsese movie coming out this fall. They're not going to not have that be in theaters.
Exactly. I mean, it is kind of like Amazon has done that. Like, they have a movie and they'll put it out in the theaters.
Pretty successfully.
Why not make money on it before you start putting it on the platform that people share the password with, and you're not making the kind of money that you could be making.
Kumail Nanjiani movie, which I...
The Big Sick?
The Big Sick. That was an Amazon movie.
It was.
And but they just released it in the theater, and it had a big run.
For a long time,
I know. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right.
It makes sense. So.
That's how it's being seen in Hollywood, that they were eating together and there was no shouting.
Well, I'm so glad those kids made up.
Yeah, isn't it so good?
Oh, my gosh.
You want to hear from Woody Harrelson? So are you interested in the story of the Highwaymen? Do you guys know about it?
Yeah, I am interested in it.
Is it based on a book?
It's based on a true story.
Oh, all right. I don't even know about it.
It's the Highwaymen who get Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson are in the movie. I'm not sure when it comes out.
It's on your notes there.
Uh-huh.
March 29th, I think I wrote it down.
Okay, all right. Let's hear a little from Woody Harrelson, who's talking about the movie.
Harrelson is in town for the premiere of his new Netflix film, The Highwaymen. He stars alongside Kevin Costner in the true story of two former Texas Rangers called back into service to track down and take out the infamous Bonnie and Clyde.
It was really a sign of the times, you know, it was the Depression, and I think people looked at them as really Robin Hood types who were stealing from the rich, giving to the poor, which wasn't a fair account of who they were, but they somehow got just good PR, you know what I mean?
Were you aware of them before you were offered this part?
No, not at all. When I heard Kevin was doing it, I was really psyched. And but no, I did not really know about Mamie Galt. I didn't know about Frank Hamer. It's great entertainment, but it's kind of cool that we get to remedy some of these facts.
So anyway, Kevin Costner plays this guy who was talked out of retirement, who was a very tough-talking Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
To go, hey, we need your help in getting these two fugitives that are running amok.
I'm into Kevin Costner as
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And just his voice.
Might be a little bit of an Untouchables feel. I would like that idea.
It looks like it, kind of.
But again, this movie will be out on Netflix, not a big picture release. So, you know, don't tell Steven Spielberg.
Wow. You can't.
I know, but I thought, you know, God, Woody Harrelson, think about his career. You know, Cheers, and then all these great movies he's been in, and, you know, True Detective. He's so great. I mean, he really is kind of a chameleon in his acting.
And I kind of can remember when he was first getting cast in movies, like maybe was White Men Can't Jump was his first movie? Around that time being like, oh, this guy is never going to shake the Woody clueless idiot sort of persona. I don't even remember that he played Woody at this point anymore, except that you just mentioned it because he's so versatile.
I know. Are you
gonna? He makes interesting choices too.
Yeah, he does.
Decent Proposal. Then he was in after that. Oh, yeah. And
are you going to see the screener when it when you get invited for Us, the Jordan Peele movie?
Yes, Tuesday night. Yep.
Is it Tuesday night? Are you as excited about the buzz on this movie as they were at South by Southwest last week?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, I'm always a little bit, I don't want to, you know, get the expectations too high because then it's impossible to meet them.
Yep.
But, you know, it seems like he really knows what he's doing. And
I mean,
he
made one movie and he became instant trusted filmmaker. And then he's got, you know, The Twilight Zone, which looks amazing from the trailers I've seen. And everything that we read about South by Southwest, all that anyone was asking each other, were you at the movie? Did you see Us? Did you see Us?
And the idea, I've been trying not to read too much about specifics about it, but the idea is so interesting. Essentially, we've met the enemy and it's us. I mean, duh. But I could see him doing something really interesting with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you like it when actors become directors or whatever? Doesn't matter.
I guess I would say it doesn't matter.
Okay. Because they've been around behind the camera enough that they get what's going on, that they could be.
Sometimes they do when you're like, I don't know if you really paid your dues. I don't know if you're necessarily ready for this. But like someone like him, who was a writer as well as an actor, pretty clearly, and I think also a director on the show, that the TV show that he had, I think he learned the craft.
Absolutely.
As opposed to, you know, being just handed it because he made a lot of money because he had a pretty face or whatever.
Chris, we have to ask you, Donnie posted this. Nicole Kidman is back with her red hair. How do you feel about it?
Thumbs up.
Yeah, she's on the streets in New York filming a new show with Hugh Grant.
I'm Team Ginge.
Okay, Team Ginge. Thanks, Chris.
I love it.
Thank you. Take a look at Nicole and her red curls. We'll be back, everybody.